October 29th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I invite you to see that if these two sins could be conquered, the compromise of truth and the abuse of authority, the heart of the world would be converted. It is these two errors against God's will that obstruct the conviction of conscience. A soul cannot be consecrated to our united hearts without first purging himself of error in his own heart. Therefore, truth must be victorious for our united hearts to be victorious. Our united hearts must be victorious to transform the heart of the world. This is why the first chamber of our united hearts, the heart of my mother, is so vital. The flame of her heart burns away iniquity and reveals the way of perfection. No heart can wish its way to sanctity or perfection. Free will must move towards this transformation by an effort in holy love. This is why our united hearts, my mournful heart, and holy love all work together towards the conversion of the heart of the world. In the end, these three will triumph, and there will be peace in the world. Pray for this victory. A note is given to read Romans chapter 2, 6 through 9a and 13. The judgment of God rendered to each man according to his works, those who follow the law of God, holy love, will be justified. Who will render to every man according to his works? To them indeed, who according to patience in good work, seek glory and honor and incorruption, eternal life. But to them that are contentious, and who obey not the truth, but give credit to iniquity, wrath and indignation, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that worketh evil. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.